Welcome to the Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free. Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all of your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the perfect roommate.
Ooh.
I am.
What?
Says who?
Says me. You know why? Because I understand, Lil D, what it is to be a good roommate.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, to be a perfect roommate. I'm glad you asked that because I have a list here.
Okay.
A list.
This is what you came up with?
Yeah. Because, Lil D, I am always looking at ways to
eat.
Yes. But also,
ways to, yes.
Also ways to improve America.
Oh, okay.
Approve America.
Approve America. Okay.
Okay.
Like, but when you say approve America, do you mean like black on black violence?
I can't do nothing about that.
Oh, that's just what it is, huh?
No, I actually have a shirt that says more black on black violence.
So I really hate the term black on black violence, black on black crime, because that is a made up term to make you think that black people commit this egregious amount of crime.
They do. So each, the tips to
on each other, they do.
Yeah, well, to each other, they do.
It's called crime.
So who is it?
I'm tired of it's N-words.
Well, I'm just saying, white.
The N-words.
You don't see classification for white on white crime. You don't see classification for Mexican on Mexican crime or Asian on Asian crime. People commit crime against their own people all the time.
Damn,
and only black on black is the one that is categorized.
He does got a point.
He got a point.
It's fictitious. I hate it. Back to your roommate list.
Nah, thank you very
but check
much.
Check this out.
Oh, hell.
Check this out.
I don't want to talk about black crime.
How is it? Yeah, you go back. What you call it?
Thank you.
So you are a perfect roommate.
I am a perfect roommate. Thank you very much. Nice segue.
You can room with me in the jail cell.
Black what? On black crime, right
black
there.
On black, crime.
Black on black crime.
I'm not committing. Number one, in order for me to participate in black on black crime, I'd have to first be black.
You true. Are pretty black.
No.
You are the blackest person in this room.
There's an American Express card in my pocket that disagrees with you.
Corey is not black. What he is a chocolate-dipped ice cream.
What's the opposite of Villalago? That's what he got.
1,000%.
I mean, that's kind of like
Villalago.
He got Black-a-lago.
Black-a-lago, yeah.
Black-a-lago.
People need to say, he got Black-a-lago. Black-a-lago.
He's like, hey, do you want to go to the south side? No, that's as black as I go.
That is not right. Black-a-lago. I do suffer from Black-a-lago. It's a real disease.
It really is.
No, it's not.
I'm Bill Clinton wish he had it.
Yeah, that's a soul brother right there.
So let me tell you what you need to do to be a good roommate.
Okay. Wow. Number one. Number one.
Back to what you was.
Get Black-a-lago. That's the first thing you need to do.
Yeah, you got to get yourself a good case of Black-a-lago. No, be good roommate. Have you ever been a roommate, DA?
Yes.
Like you live with someone else, not they live with you.
Well, it was a college dorm.
I think that classifies as a roommate situation.
Yeah, we call each other roommates, so I would think so.
Right? Dite, I know the answer to your question, but have you ever roommated?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
Multiple times.
And Lil D, I know the answer to your ass question.
Yep.
I know for a fact your ass is roommated.
I sure did.
I think
too.
That there are two out of three of these yambaggers in here that may or may not have roommated across the compound known as Blaze Casa.
Yep.
Yeah.
And quick question, though. Answer. Have you ever been a roommate?
I have.
What?
Back in the day, I was a roommate.
Oh, you're too bougie. I not want
a
room with you.
I have not always been the proprietor. I have been the one in need of rooming.
But his was one of the McCains. So
yeah, Cindy and I were roommates.
Oh, she's I tried to do some things to her.
This is how I know what how it is to be a good roommate. So okay. I have some tips to be a good roommate.
Break it down.
All right, engaging with your landlords. Because most people think that just because they're in someone else's home, they need to stick to themselves. When in actuality, it's quite the opposite. Engaging with your landlord gives you the option of showing your appreciation for their hospitality.
That's being a good roommate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so when they say a landlord, that could be the roommate of the house. So say, let's say I have a house and you're rooming with me. I'm still your landlord. You're my tenant, but I'm your roommate.
But what if the landlord doesn't want to engage with you? Like, what if they're always on their phone?
You still want to make the attempt, though.
Yeah.
You want to make, because what do people have done, even people that have roommated with me, they end up coming into the house and they think, oh crap, I'm not going to get in his way. I'm going to stay out of his way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come from the front door into my room. And that's counteractive. That kind of actually intenses the atmosphere at times, because then the landlord is probably wondering if he's done something to offend you, and you're probably wondering if the landlord's pissed.
The only way that doesn't happen in a situation where you have to go door to room and it won't like mess with the landlord's psyche or anything.
Yeah.
Is when the landlord just had major ass surgery.
No, I'm not making this personal.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying
you are.
Hypothetically.
Nobody knows you had ass surgery.
Well. Oh, damn. There I go blowing all the afterburn money again. But no.
Did you say blowing tongue in cheek because we're talking about booty surgery?
I didn't. I just meant like.
But you went there though.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, no, like I wasn't saying you were making it personal. I'm just saying that there are some cases, like in that case, I didn't want to like intrude on you because you were out of it with the medicine.
You're making it personal.
No.
You're talking about our personal situation.
Can your kids?
I had other roommates who had ass surgery.
See?
Yeah, okay.
It was a girl, wasn't it? You drilled her really good. But I
talk about your mom.
Can your kids be my mother's dead. I'll kill you dead.
I'm sorry.
No black on black crime, guys.
Please don't start fighting. I have black Alago.
Can your mom? Jesus Christ, DJ.
That's Doug.
What? I'm Jesus Christ?
DJ, this is my mom. Can your kids be your roommates? Do you consider your kids your roommate?
If they paying rent, they can.
Let me tell you this.
We didn't pay rent. We was his roommate. Well, at least I did. I don't know what he got you for.
Y'all spoiled. I'll tell you this. Most people that have been my roommate have not been charged.
You see what I'm saying?
What? So
do you consider your kids like roommates?
When they hit...
After a certain age or what?
Well, not to get in too much of the most recent conversation that I've had with my youngster. Uh-huh. His little ass ain't mentally ready to be called a roommate.
He ain't even lost his virginity. Of course he
is. And he ain't nowhere near being my roommate, because, you know, here's the thing. When your kids are living with you, your parenting never turns off.
Yeah.
You can, no matter how old they are. Even when I had to move back home with my mother before she passed away.
Damn it.
I had to, she was still parenting. You know what I mean? Where are you going? When are you coming back? Mm-hmm. And you know what? You answer those questions because you're living in their house.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So my second tip is do things to make living there easier. Don't just expect your landlord to keep up the place. Do things that take a little weight off of your landlord, especially if it's friends or family. Don't take advantage of their hospitality.
So what did you do to make the living situation better?
The living situation better, to lighten the load on the landlord?
Yeah.
I would do things. Basically, that's the way of saying do things without being asked or told.
Okay.
So when you see opportunities need to be done, like the dishes need to be done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether it's your dishes or not. Mm-hmm. You know, or if just little common courtesy.
But here's the thing about common courtesy.
Unless the person you are living with is OCD about the way things are done, then don't touch shit.
Okay,
is this being personal again?
So then what you do is you do other things that won't drive him crazy. You do things like...
take out the trash.
You're making this personal.
No, yeah.
I didn't say names.
Like you already have another friend that had ass surgery. You have another friend that's OCD.
I do have another friend who's
OCD.
Is my
next tip, you're going to point out something about your... chocolate dipped friend with black Alago?
No.
I don't know. What's your next tip?
What about this though? Before you go to the next tip, what if you never go in their kitchen? Then how would you know they had dishes?
Then you need to refer back to option one and engage. Because if you're...
Oh, so you said that person's always in the kitchen. That's where you're going
to
find them at.
No, if you engage with them, then you're most likely... And that actually, that takes me to my fourth. I'm going to skip over my fourth.
Well, before you go there, I disagree with the second, because with my roommate, I tried to help him out. His girlfriend was like not sexually satisfied.
So you helped him out?
So, yeah. So, you know, basically, I tried to help out his sexually unsatisfied girlfriend.
So you jerked him off.
And he got mad at me.
Of course he did.
I took that the wrong way. I thought you helped him out because he was sexually...
All right. Jesus Christ.
I swear, am I the only one who heard that?
Give the dude a good sounding microphone and he don't know how to act.
I know, right?
Okay. Here's my second to the last one. Plan an outing with your landlord. Extend the olive branch. Like, be friends.
How gay.
Be friends. Offer it. At least offer it.
Aren't you friends if you're roommates to begin with?
Yeah, but when you start to live with each other, you start to experience habits that you didn't know that they had before, and you just want to keep those lines of communications open, and you just... What's wrong with just looking up and saying, hey, you want to go out and grab a movie? They're probably going to say no.
You might look up and he's like right in your bed. That's becoming like a relationship.
But it's not even just going out. Like, you can even... Even like your outing could literally be like, hey, do you want to go sit on the couch and watch DVR tonight?
Exactly.
It could be an in-house thing.
Sound gay to me.
It does. It's not
gay. For the record, Fat Guy Radio Show has no problems with the gays.
Oh, absolutely not.
Sound gay to me.
We celebrate gay pride past weekend.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying it sounds gay to me.
It doesn't sound gay when you just... Lil D.
Damn, my allergies is killing me.
Thank you for staying on task. Lil D, when you were living with me, yeah, we're brother.
He's allergic to the gay.
We're happy and we're singing and we're color. Give me a high five.
No, that's gay.
Fine for breakdown.
Never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Were they gay?
Never gonna get it.
No, that's what Lil D said. He said, don't give me a high five. That's gay.
That was men on film. Lil D, when you...
Yeah, it was.
When you were hanging out at the townhouse.
Uh-huh.
When I lived in the townhouse... Dude, we did things together all the time.
Yeah, we did.
We stole cars.
We went to
allegedly. We did all kind of crazy things. That's what I'm talking about.
Went to this Kmart where I saw my first black girl that I like fell in love with. She's half black. I think she was mixed, but
now see that. Now those are the nice things that you can do to be a good roommate.
When you live with Corey, he takes you to places you... Black people can't normally get into by themselves.
Like Target.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Target.
Other than Walmart.
You ever been to Pete's Fish and Chip? Nah, because you're black. Let's go. Like, you know.
All right, so those are the great things that you can do to be a good roommate.
The one on Indian School in 27th.
No, 44th Street.
Nah, his Indian School in... You're right.
44th Street didn't end the school.
I know what it is.
Only because it's within a block away from
Arcadia.
The Wildflower Breakfast House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like...
All right, so what's the last one?
Because I've never lived with Corey.
Can he live with you for a little bit?
No.
I do like to save money, though.
No, you got too many kids.
He can come by himself.
No, I'm not. I'm bringing the family.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I'm trying to help you out.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Well, let's rethink this a little bit here, Doc.
Uh-huh.
How much money you got?
Not enough.
It's about $1,300 a month, maybe?
Nah.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work for me, no.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
All right, folks. You know, it ain't often that one of our group goes off to marry a nice, respectable guy. As a matter of fact, this is the first time it's ever happened. So in honor of our own blushing bride-to-be... This charity Valentine, I would like to say...
Wait a minute.
Chief, it's tough for a loudmouth mug like me, who all the time bellows like a bull, to make with the words about the missus to be, when what you think is an empty heart is full. Tomorrow when you say, I do... I'll die. I'm almost too ashamed to tell you why. I love to cry at weddings. How I love to cry at weddings. I walk into a
the chapel and get happily hysterical. The ushers and attendants, the family dependents, I see them and I start to sniff. Have you an extra handkerchief? And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous, tears of joy are streaming down my face. I love to cry at weddings. Anybody's wedding.
Anytime, anywhere, any place.
I always weep at weddings. I'm a soggy creep at weddings. Oh, what's as sweet and sloppy as a promise me and all that jazz.
The man you rest your head with, the man you share your bed with, he's married to you, so you know
he won't jump up and dress and blow.
I could marry her
and be permanently sorry.
We would make a really lousy pair.
But gee, I want a wedding.
Any kind of wedding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous, tears of joy are streaming down my face. I love private weddings. Anybody's wedding. Anytime, anywhere.
Any place. Doodly-doo.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Oh, yeah! Oh, young man, there's a place you can go.
No.
Wrong song.
Wrong song.
Sound like it.
Wrong song. All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What it do?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments too at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Excuse me. I'm glad I'm clearing my throat now because this next announcement is a big one.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by a brand new sponsor. A brand new partner of Fat Guy Radio Show and the BDB Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Fatnatics all over the world, please welcome Home Depot.
What?
That's right. Orange smocks for everybody. Home Depot at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot is every homeowner do-it-yourselfer's dream store. Now you can support Fat Guy Radio Show by doing all your online Home Depot shopping through the banner on our website or from your mobile device by entering FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot in your search engine. Buy online, pick up in store, truck and tool rental, free returns, do-it-yourself projects and ideas. Over 700,000 items ship free. And for you pros out there, contractor services. Shop Home Depot at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot or click the Home Depot banner on our website. Home Depot for all your home improvement needs, appliances, bathroom decorating ideas, kitchen remodeling, patio, and more. Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Home Depot, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey. Yeah, boy. That was some sad clapping.
Home Depot.
And in honor of Home Depot Fuck joining whistle. The Fat Guy Radio Show family, they have sent us a few little gifts.
Oh.
All of us?
Yeah, all of us.
I can use a stud finder.
Well, we don't have a stud finder. They've sent us...
I hope they sent me a dolly. I need a new one.
They've sent us cute little Home Depot work smocks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody's got a little Home Depot.
What to do with mine.
Everybody's got a little Home Depot work schmock in their forte there. There's one for
I had the DA. Person say thank you. I know exactly what I'm doing with mine.
There's one for DA. Look at that there.
I don't
Home Depot.
I'm trying to think what Little D's going to do with this. And
I don't want
to
know. It's a new sponsor, so shut the hell up. One for Little D, one for me, and we got an extra one here, maybe for the turn or whatever. So our little Home Depot's little way of welcoming us to the Home Depot family there. So
it even smells like Home Depot.
It says Home Depot.
That's why they gave him five.
Oh,
they gave him two to tie together.
So he act like they're for us too.
I'm gonna wear mine to Red Lobster as a bib.
It's a new sponsor. Can you behave?
I am trying to behave.
Let's represent.
I'm not going to your shot, DT. That's not gonna happen. All right.
Why not? I
welcome Home Depot to FatGuyRadioShow.com. We are proud to partner with Home Depot. Lil D, you look ridiculous.
Welcome and buenos.
A representative here.
Home Depot, dude.
Home Depot.
If you are a homeowner, even if you're a renter, Home Depot is a benefit to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love Home Depot.
I love Home Depot, too. So please, folks, let's show our love to Home Depot by shopping through the Home Depot banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we do love them. Dude, being a homeowner for like the last 10 years, I've lived in Home Depot.
Mm. What'd you build?
It's not what I built, it's what I broke.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Holes in the wall.
You don't know how to build, but you can repair the hell out of some stuff.
I sure can. I still got a hole in the kitchen I ain't repaired yet from where the old alarm system used to be. I don't know why the previous owner put the alarm system in the kitchen. Why are you going to run all the way across the house to the kitchen that's in the back of the property to turn your alarm off?
That's silly.
What if you fat and slow and your alarm go off halfway down?
Mm.
And then you look like Lil D and you get arrested.
Yeah, that's what gotta happen.
You know, because you know, if you live in a house like me and you look like Lil D, there ain't no way that somebody like him is gonna be able to live in a house like I.
You remember on Friday the next when he goes to the door, he's like, nice house. I'd expect you to come to the door.
All I heard was, do you ever fry Apple Jacks?
Oh, well, close enough.
That's the only thing I heard.
Do you fry Apple Jacks?
Nah, I haven't tried it.
Should you try it?
What?
You should try it.
I don't want to know.
Like Indian fried bread.
I don't want
to. But better.
All right. So we got a fun-filled packed show for all of you today. Thank you so much for joining us again, Fat Guy Radio Show. And again, officially welcoming Home Depot to the Fat Guy Radio Show and B2B Radio Network family. We are indeed happy that they have joined us. Ever-growing, folks. So get out there and do your shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot. And let's... put us over with Home Depot. Put us over. All right, boys, have you ever heard of this thing called internet muscles?
No.
Nah.
Internet muscles is kind of like drunk muscles.
I haven't heard of drunk muscles.
I haven't heard of drunk muscles.
Yeah, what's...
You don't know what drunk muscles are?
Nah.
Drunk muscles are when dudes that get drunk think they can take on the world, want to fight everybody, want to do things that they normally wouldn't do.
Got it.
Because they're drunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Liquid courage.
Liquid courage. That's also what it's called. It's also called liquid courage. Well, there's this liquid courage on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Behind the keyboard.
Behind the keyboard.
Twitter fingers.
Yep. Internet justice.
Oh, okay, now that makes sense.
Does it make sense?
I follow you. I hear you clucking big chicken.
All right. So I ran into one of these muscle flexors.
Oh, in real life?
No, not in real life, because if it was in real life, he wouldn't have said what he said. Ooh. And I took it personally, and I commented on the Fat Guy Radio Show Instagram page. Maybe that wasn't the best idea to do.
Mm-mm.
But it was what I was working at the time when I was working it, so I worked it, and I worked it what I had to work with.
Cool.
Paint that working picture. Yeah. I want to know what happened.
Okay, so AZ Central, that ignored this show,
mm-hmm.
posted up a picture of Senator John McCain's dog.
Okay.
That was tweeted. Do you know what the picture I'm talking about?
I think so.
The Instagram picture. Well, it was sent out by his still living daughter, Cindy McCain,
mm-hmm.
and said that his dog, Senator John McCain's dog, the late Senator John McCain's dog,
mm-hmm.
had died in a tragic accident.
Yes.
And so he's now with Senator John McCain. They're once again playing in heaven. That was the sentiment of Cindy McCain. And AZ Central, which is the local newspaper here.
Yeah.
Reshared it. Is that what you do on Instagram? You reshare on Instagram?
Yeah.
Repost. They reposted it on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And of course I went out and liked it. You know, I'm a fan of Senator John McCain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a Republican, but I'm still a fan of what he did. And he's an American.
I think a lot of us were.
a fan of him, even though I wasn't a Republican.
You didn't have to be a Republican to be a fan of him, because he was just a down to earth.
He was likable person.
100%. So I saw this, and of course, hit the like button, hit the whole heart, type the whole heart there, bloop bloop bloop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started rolling through the comments.
That's where you messed up.
That is exactly where I messed up. And DA, I shouldn't have did it.
What'd you read?
This asshat, who I will not say his name, because he probably did it just so that someone will say his name, because his Instagram is tied to his business account.
Okay.
Okay. So he's this knock-kneed, knuckle-dragging contractor that decided to go on to the AZ Central Instagram post and leave a comment that says, "Who hell cares? Who hell cares?" Now, us literate people, unlike this carpenter guy, understands that the word "the" should have been in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who the hell cares?
Yep.
But we're not gonna you know, just pick oranges here. He left "who hell cares" about Senator John McCain's dog dying. And you know what? I don't know why, but I took it personally.
Mm-hmm.
I took it personally. I'm like, this dude, Senator John McCain, has got nothing but beat down. And the first thing that came to my mind, and this may be really, really wrong, and please forgive me for this.
Okay.
This may be really, really wrong. But the first thing I thought is that this dude is wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh.
He's probably a Trumper.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know how Trumper has fostered that environment of, like, whoever he attacks, they attack.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. So that's the first thing that popped in my mind, is that this is probably a Trumper, because Trump has gone after Senator John McCain. I don't know. I'm just thinking that that's what it is. So I commented back, and see, this is where I engaged DA, and I probably shouldn't have. I engaged and I commented back to him. I says, "When you lose someone or something close to you, remember this comment."
That's a very tamed comment response.
Right? And then there were other people that commented back to him too. One lady commented on there, "Sometimes you just shouldn't comment." You know what I mean? But I really wanted to write something. You know, I wanted to go in on him.
I'm glad you didn't see my comment.
What was your comment?
How did it pass? Did he jump over a bridge? What happened?
I don't know. Probably a drive-by dog.
So you biscuit. Commented on that.
I said, was he a prisoner of war? Because pause.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Jesus. How did
you say it? You're crazy.
Pause, pause. I hate you because that made me laugh.
Sorry.
That's how much I hate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here, and on the other side of this break, I got into a big fight with my insurance company.
But did the guy coming back to you? Did he say anything?
No, he didn't say nothing. He didn't say anything with his little 238 followers. Keep being a carpenter working in an industry in Arizona that is saturated. Everybody can be a carpenter. You know why? Because we all go to Home Depot.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm busy.
My computer sucks. It's old, it's slow. I can't use this for school.
Go get my laptop and go to mcrcomputermasters.com.
The guys that put all new computers in Studio G?
Yep. They do computer repair, computer sales, computer backup, and home and office networking. And they'll come to us.
I'm going to go get your laptop now, because if I stand in this hallway any longer, MCR computers will need to replace me. God, it stinks. Don't crawl up your ass and die.
MCR Computer Masters. Visit mcrcomputermasters.com and discover a way to upgrade, repair, or replace your computer. Servicing PCs and Macs. MCR Computer Masters. mcrcomputermasters.com.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon, folks. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's time to hippity hop to the barbershop.
Hey.
No, not time for a haircut. It's time for Easter, and Amazon has you covered. Shop Easter toys, candies, meals, and gifts. Don't forget about those adorable Easter pictures. Amazon's Easter dress and shoes for all ages. Kids and baby fashion, women's and men's fashion. You won't need a lucky rabbit's foot.
I get it.
To turn heads for Easter. Shop now through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And for all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banners on fatguyradioshow.com. And we thank you in advance.
And let me ask you this.
I'll entertain a question a little bit.
Is the rabbit really lucky if he got his foot cut off? You know what I'm saying?
I knew he was going to ask that question. Especially after the moment where you said, oh, it's like a lucky rabbit food. He's like, oh, I get it. I was like, do you, little D?
Do you?
Do you get it?
But do you?
Do you?
So the rabbit's not lucky. The person who has the rabbit's foot is lucky.
Because the rabbit is so elusive to catch. If you catch a rabbit, it's lucky when you grab his foot. It's kind of like catching a leprechaun. You know a lot about that. You small.
Depending on where you're talking about at.
Okay. Little D, you know what? Just sometimes you...
I get it.
Oh, I get it.
Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. We got to stop.
Oh, that's still a commercial?
No, that was it.
Chop that up.
We'll cut it up before you start going all crazy. Chop that up. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's all of all. It's
speaking of rabbits.
Yes.
Before you move on, speaking of rabbits.
Speaking of rabbits.
Have we all seen Us yet?
No.
Nah.
Come on, man.
I've been too busy. I've been having DJ gigs back to back.
Yeah, we've been adulting.
Yeah. Oh. I've been watching that movie, You.
Get it.
You just got to it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is the movie You?
It's on Netflix.
The opposite of Us.
Oh.
No, it's being serious.
I've been watching that. I've been watching the sequel to You, which is Me.
Oh.
I thought he's being serious. Yeah. There's really there's something called You
and
on Netflix.
And then there's a prequel coming out to that too, D-Tay, called We.
Is there really something called
serious?
You?
There is actually a series
it's
on
called
Netflix
You.
Called You.
Oh.
It's
actually,
pretty,
Little D's the one who told us onto us.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all need to watch. Is that the one with the dude that works in the bookstore?
Yeah.
I seen that then.
I don't listen to Little D.
I seen that then. That was actually really good.
Watch You. You'll thank me later.
Where is You? Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
I don't have Netflix. I have Amazon Prime.
It might be on there.
You can watch it on your Fire Stick.
I do know that One Punch Man just dropped season 2, episode 1.
One Punch Man.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that either.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
I do want to go see Dumbo, though.
I heard that movie got
too.
Horrible reviews.
Actually, okay. So, funny story about Dumbo.
Yeah.
I did want to go see it. So, about 2 Saturdays ago, it was my 11-month anniversary with my girl.
That's not an anniversary.
That's not an anniversary.
Well, she likes to celebrate.
That's not
the
an anniversary.
Thank you, little D.
Like Tony says, it's our anniversary.
Not when it's 11 months.
Yeah, 11 months. Like,
all right, the big one comes this month. Calm
at least
down.
Do like odd.
No, the big one is not
even
the one year.
You got the one year.
In your world, it's going to be the 12th month anniversary.
No, it'll be the 1 year.
It's the one.
Well, anyway,
sometimes it's three, but definitely the five.
So the girl wanted to go out to go see a movie to celebrate us being in a relationship for a while.
We're not going
to
see Us?
No.
Probably not. That would have been, classy.
I've been elusive.
I wanted to see Us. She's a scaredy cat, so she didn't want to see it.
Too many black people.
No, she just didn't. She gets nightmares easily. Mm. So then I said, okay, well, let's go see Dumbo.
Yes.
And she said, well, I don't want to see Dumbo because I've never seen the first one. And I said, I said, wait, you never seen the first Dumbo? She said, no, because when I try to watch it, it looked too old.
The first Dumbo looked too old?
Yeah, because you know, the original Dumbo. D.A., when did the original Dumbo come out? Because you were really good.
The original Dumbo, I would say 1978.
This fool got 3 phones in front of him and he's trying to go off memory.
No, I guarantee you it wasn't that. I'm gonna look that up.
1978.
Go ahead, bad for me, fellas.
1978.
How are we gonna pass from your story?
No, just talk about Dumbo.
And because what you like you about have Dumbo? You have 3 phones
what
in front of you.
What makes you want to go watch that movie?
Yeah, Dumbo, a movie with an elephant with fat ears.
I want to see
that nobody cares about.
I want to see the remake of it. And you know what, Lil D? Quite honestly, I actually want to take the girls. How do the girls do in movies? You don't know. You never took them.
No, I have taken them. I don't know how Bea's gonna do. I would not take her, but you could take the other two.
Yeah, I might have to leave that little devil.
1941.
1941
is when the original Dumbo was released.
They had elephants in 1941?
No. Actually, they had elephants in 1803 when Jungle Book was released.
Hey, did you know that last week on Fat Girl Radio Show, I learned that elephants hear with their feet?
What?
Now, Lil D, I do want to take my nieces to see Dumbo. You can take
them.
They'd like
just
it.
Take them early, like the matinee, like the 10 o'clock show. That
yeah,
way,
just in case we got to leave.
Yeah.
And bail out.
No, but actually, you know what? Bea's not good at movies. I walked out with her.
She don't
and let everybody else stay.
She doesn't want to sit.
She doesn't. For some reason, big like heavy sets.
And I do want to go to the IMAX. So yeah,
he is heavy.
Sounds, like sounds turn her off. Like she gets scared. Like, yeah. Like even yeah. Motorcycles. Oh. Motorcycles rev up their engines.
When I yelled at her one time, out. She no. Spooks.
Why are you
I
yelling
was,
at her?
I was playing with her. She yeah. Just she's very she's still in that sensitive age.
I have a solution for that.
What is that solution?
The same thing they do for. Babies and stuff. Give her some headphones.
The headphones.
Yeah, we have a pair that we've been trying to sell.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you just need something to because it's not gonna block out the sound completely. It's just gonna like
it just spooked her out. Dude, I don't know if it's something about the movie. So I walked out. I told everybody else to stay. Yeah. They gave me a refund. I know they gave me like a movie ticket to go back.
Yeah, but normally do that for little kids.
Trinity would love to go.
Okay,
she loves Uncle Corey. So
I'll take her and
she'd gladly walk over my body to go with you.
I'll leave the little demon seat at home.
Yeah, she can stay with her.
I do want to see Dumbo, and I was thinking about taking the girls, because I mean I don't want to be that creepy guy. I haven't come up to the level of being willing to go to the movies by myself.
Dude, you can take Trinity whenever you want to. She would love to.
The guy who wants a selfie with his dermatologist does not want to be the creepy guy.
Dude, have you gone to a movie by yourself?
Yes.
I have yet to do that.
I can't do it.
What is creepy about it? For
it
one,
seems so weird.
You know what's creepy about movies is people that go on first dates to the movies. That's creepy.
Yeah. How's that? That's not creepy. That's
plenty of girls.
Yeah,
I know a friend who's
first dates.
Hold on,
that's crazy.
Hold on, let me go get.
He has Villalago. He looks just like. He has Villalago.
Let me go get little D's floaties while he back swims out of that last comment. No, I think you don't want to take any date to the movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Because date is all about engaging and talking and getting to know each other.
Man, y'all ain't lived.
Yes and no.
You get to know her at the movies.
Yes and no, because. Okay, just like you wanted to plan outing with your landlord, a date is sometimes just an outing of where you guys want to enjoy company together.
Okay, but not something. The first date.
I didn't say the first date. You said
that's
you,
what DA said. DA
you
said,
yeah,
the
I,
first
said I said the first
DA
date.
DA did say that. You said you never want to take a date to the movies.
Okay, a first date then
there you
specific
go. Because,
Sam.
Because if that's a thing, then you shouldn't want to go to a movie with anyone because you're planning a date. So you need to be going to the movies by your damn self.
Hey, Ita, you want to go see Joker when it comes out with me?
Yes. Is that a date?
but that goes to my point of
I hate you.
Would that celebrate our 36th anniversary?
Are you guys going to go see that new anniversary? Marvel movie? With Thanos?
Oh, I am.
I actually
with Thanos.
I actually do kind of want to go see that.
Endgame.
Yeah, we've been talking about a Fat Guy Radio Show outing.
Even though I'm going to have to take my wife if we do that because...
Okay, see, that's where he spoils it.
Yeah, you can't. You can take her to see it before and then come see it with us.
Okay, or then I'm going to spoil it for everybody.
Or you can take her to see it
Yo, Thanos about to rip that ass right
so
now.
So you're going to see it with us first and then you take her after.
No, I'm going to see it with her first and then take y'all after.
Then you're not
that's
going.
That's why we can't have Adam. We're going to do it all three
and
of
when
us.
When you spoil the game, I'm telling you, the next time you go to a movie with your wife, you're going to need three seats. One for your ass and the other seat for your head.
I thought you need three seats because you coming.
Why do you always talk over the L?
Yes.
I did. I was gonna try to lie, say I didn't. I was gonna try to lie.
Actually,
I did.
Actually, you can check the record. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
So
I have vitiligo.
Cause I was
and
trying,
asthma.
The thing is, I was trying to get this out quick.
I'm sorry. What is that? Anesthesia?
Giggity.
I have Villalago and asthma.
What is that? Anesthesia? Or no. Amnesia? What is that? What is that? Foot fungus? I don't know.
Oh,
I ain't got no foot fungus.
Hey, but back,
athlete's foot.
Little team response.
I ain't got none of that.
I ain't got none.
I am the king of nothing.
Got anal leakage.
I did take a first date to the movies last weekend, but don't tell my girl.
I won't tell her. I'll just forward.
I ain't gonna tell her. I don't even know her.
I'll just forward the show. Yeah, I don't even know her.
I'm gonna give you a high five.
I'm gonna sell your ass out the first opportunity that I get.
Yeah, you will too.
I haven't come to the grips of going to a movie by myself.
But why? What's the?
I don't know. Like? It just feels. I don't know.
Liberating.
It just feels like it would
is
be
liberating.
Weird.
How is
I
it?
Hear that?
Okay, so if you go to the movies with somebody, do you talk to them during the movies?
No, because we're going to see a movie. But if I was going to a movies with someone that, okay, take this for instance. Mm-hmm. If the Home Depot people decided to come to Phoenix and want to have a dinner meeting or an outing and wanted me to plan it, I would not plan to take them to a movie.
No, of course.
Okay,
not.
Because I want to be able to talk to them and engage with them.
Yeah, you take them to Papa Do's or something.
Right.
Well, that's
but
different.
If me and Little D, who have known each other our entire lives, unfortunately, want to go to the movies, we're going to go to the movies because it's going to give me an opportunity that, for him to shut the hell up, number one, and me not have to talk.
True.
But
true.
See, same honestly, thing. I talk during movies.
He can't go. He's out. Because I can tell you right now, murder is the case that they gave you.
I am going to...
Snoop Dogg.
I am going to put a special request in for this this outing of ours.
That will never happen. The outing. True. Well, you know what?
But if we do
Me and you will go.
If we do go to a movie, I would prefer we go to a like afternoon, mid or early evening show. Because you know how I get when it gets too late.
Oh yeah.
Are you horny?
No, he gets the itis.
Yeah, I am not afraid of falling asleep in a movie.
He's not afraid of falling asleep, period. No, he doesn't snore.
Hey, speaking of that, you know I was so tired yesterday, I fell asleep.
How tired were you?
A monkey jumped on my back. I got a Cadillac. Check it out. I was at a
yo, check it out. Can you get you in your shop, bro?
I was
like,
at the
it's
Canes.
Bugging me.
It's driving me insane.
I thought I got it. I thought I fixed it.
I know, but you keep turning it over here.
I don't mind it.
I had went to Canes and fell asleep in there.
Is that on my shot? No, it's not. Here you go, DA. That's just
yo,
for you.
I don't get that name. Raising Canes. Like
I didn't make it.
Now, what did you say, little? What did you
say? I fell asleep in Canes. Like I
in
ate
the restaurant.
Yeah, I was so tired. I was sitting there by myself. And I know I was falling asleep, so like I put my phone position it like I was like watching it and dozed off. You know, this is how asleep I was. They came and took my plate and threw it away. It was done. And when I woke up, it was all I had was my drink there. I was like, damn, I was that tired. They didn't because they asked you when you are you done, and they'll come. They'll take your plate.
DA, how many people do you think thought he was some homeless Ethiopian kid?
I was about to say they probably thought you was homeless,
and you stole that phone.
Yep. Hey, they stole the phone. You falling asleep? I would have woke your ass up and kicked you out.
I would have stole your money and grabbed you in the inappropriate way.
Here's a kicker. I was in Scottsdale too, and they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't call the cops.
I'm surprised too.
Hey, me too.
If I was there, I would have called the cops.
I literally fell asleep. Well, I have my but the thing is, they see me in there all the time. That's like one of my spots I go to all the time. I was that tired.
Yeah, then
I'm a regular. I literally fell asleep. Literally sitting straight up, I've never done it before. Fell
How
asleep.
Long?
Just dozed off.
How long?
About like at least just 20 minutes. Not that long.
See, I can't sleep in public places because I snore and I also have the tendency to pee myself.
I never do that, but. I thought it was a straight face.
That means you wake up dead wet. Serious.
I have a tendency to pee myself. Dang, bro.
Are we still got some papers?
Is that why your bed is wrapped in plastic wrap?
You got it.
He said, I got plastic.
Hey, and all this time he thought his girl was wet. She just wake up wet.
Dang. Nah, that squirting is pee.
You got it. No.
Have you ever tasted it?
No.
No, I've never. No.
We're not going there. No.
I do have some questions.
So this was the big debate?
This explains why he wears plastic underwear.
Exactly.
Why? Swish, swish, when I'm out past you?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? When your kid is potty training. And you put them in those little plastic underwear, and they run across the house. That's gonna be the cutest sound ever. Yeah, and then you'll always know when they fall because you'll hear just the rustling of plastic. You know what
experience.
I mean? Sometimes when Anthony was small and he was potty training at the little plastic pen, I used to push him down on purpose just to hear the sound.
Father of the year.
Thank you. Yes, I am. All right, I had called my insurance company, but it wasn't really important, much more important than movie talk. We are not going to do this with a new sponsor, boys. Yay, yay. Jesus Christ, it's like herding cattle with a toothpick.
I missed last week, so I'm just making up for lost time.
Okay, well,
I don't know what his excuse is.
Look what you wear to remind yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break after this. We'll have more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You're listening to FatGuyRadioShow.com. Keep the screaming in the jungle. Complete
the motion if you ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Michael Jackson as big as he is, as hard as he was working, how could no one not see that you're sneaking away by yourself with another kid? Why wouldn't anybody see that? And if somebody saw that at the time and didn't say anything, why haven't they come out and joined with Wade and James?
Yeah, because
it's another question.
I mean, because if they can corroborate their story, I'm sure there's a fat check for them if it wins.
Let's go to Bill Cosby. It wasn't one woman. It wasn't two. It wasn't five. It wasn't 10. It ended up being 20-some-odd women came out and said the same exact thing. Even more than that. You're right. Came out and said the same exact thing. Afterburn.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Little Red Hot Chili Peppers coming at you here on this Thursday evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty nice, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. The aforementioned Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen. Afterburn, it's our monthly additional uncensored, no rules, no commercial show. Anything can happen, but what needs to happen is you subscribing through our partnership with Patreon. By subscribing to the bonus show Afterburn, you power the free show you're listening to right now. Without the power of the bonus show, there is no free show. So for less than a cup of coffee, you get Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn. Subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, and I guarantee you, you will not regret it. And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. For those of you just joining us online, I'm joined by Daniel D. Tay Taylor.
What's up?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
Is in here doing his best to run people away.
Run it away now. Some vatos.
Would you do me a favor, D.A., D.Tay?
Yeah.
And find us some NBA music, like the NBA TNT theme music.
Can I have a request? NBA on NBC. For. You remember that one?
Oh, that's a throwback. Whatever we have over there in our accessible libraries, because I think I want to talk a little bit of NBA playoff bracket. Now, This may go very well.
Mm-hmm.
This may go very horribly.
That one.
Because we understand that there is someone in the studio that when you talk sports, he can't necessarily control himself.
D-Tay.
So we gonna see how this goes.
Uh-huh.
And if it goes well, all right, pot that down real quick. Let me do a little setup here. All right, here we go.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's NBA bracket time. It's time to get your brackets together. Lil D, do you know anything about the NBA?
All I'm going to say is, who the hell saw this coming?
That a boy.
It's
something that happens every year, but no one saw it coming.
Who saw this coming?
The NBA?
The playoffs?
The playoffs.
So playoffs.
Happen every year this time of year.
But who saw this coming?
Practice. Not the thing that I love. No. You talk about practice.
All right. So let's see. Let's fill out our brackets here. That was the wrong thing. I tried to pull up the brackets and I pulled up the wrong thing. NBA brackets. Here we go. Right here. All right, so let's start in the East.
All right.
We're not going to get into the thick of the weeds. Let's just pick our teams, and then if you want, you can take it to your personal Twitter and explain why.
Okay.
All right, in the East, we have the Milwaukee Bucks in the number one seed up against the Detroit Pistons.
Bucks.
Easy, Bucks.
Bucks. I'm going to go with Bucks, too. Right. We also have in the fourth the Boston Celtics up against the Pacers.
Boston.
Celtics.
Celtics only because Victor Oladipo's out for the season.
Is he really?
Yeah, he got injured.
But also Kyrie and the Celtics have been playing some inspired basketball.
And Marcus Smart's out too for the first round.
Okay.
That's okay. He's been out for the last
couple months. So yeah, that's okay. But Kyrie and Jason Tatum, they can
put a little detail out for Boston.
All right, I think I'm going to go with Boston, too. All right, we got the 76ers against the new Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, that's easy. Nets.
That's tough, but I'm going to go with 76ers.
I'm going to go upset Nets.
You're going to go upset Nets?
Nets.
I wish I were writing it down so I could keep it
track. I'm going Nets.
Okay.
And you know what, real quick?
Yes.
I don't know why I said, when I was saying who seen this coming, I was talking about the damn Final Four of the college game. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia.
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
All right, and the last, the second and seventh seed, we have the Toronto Raptors against the Orlando Magic.
Raptors.
Raptors 100%. All right, that's the first round. Let's go over to the first round of the Western Conference Finals. We, of course, have the can't lose if they tried Golden State Warriors up against the LA Clippers.
Ooh, that's tough. I'm going to go Warriors. I don't want to, but I don't think the Clips are going to have it.
Clips are in the eighth seed.
I know.
Yeah. They're in the eighth seed, and it's not a strong eighth seed. So,
yeah, they kind of just slid into it.
Yeah, Warriors.
Yep.
Yeah, restart the bed. True. I'm going to go with Warriors, too. Of course, everybody's going to go with Warriors. I think we should just skip the whole thing and mail the trophy to the Warriors.
Yep.
And then we have the fourth and fifth seed, which is the Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz.
I'm going to go with the Jazz.
I'm going to say CP3 gets injured game one. James Harden burns out. Jazz.
Yeah, Harden can't keep it up, so I'm going Jazz. Jazz is a better team.
Yep, Harden can't keep it surging.
Okay. Then we have the Portland Trail Blazers in the third seed up against OKC and the Angry Ninja Turtle.
OKC.
I say OKC on that one.
You just said that.
I said Jazz.
I'm going with
Did you see that PG-13 game winner?
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
OKC.
Okay,
I didn't see that. Show me after the show. Then we have the second. We have the second, which is the second seat. It's so small, I can't see.
That's what she said.
He's heard that a lot in his life.
Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs in the seventh.
Yeah, hey, Spurs are seventh and Nuggets are second.
Spurs.
What defines a micro penis? How many inches?
I think it's smaller than three.
I thought it's 2.5, ain't it?
I don't know.
Is that erect or limp?
Spurs.
What does that even have to do
with...
What does that have to do with the NBA?
We're talking about NBA.
I'm going with the Nugs.
I don't know who to... I think I'm going to go with the Nugs, too, because the Spurs kind of struggled this
year. You cannot count Popovich out.
But at the same time, he was in risk of missing the playoffs.
Yeah, he was the last time.
Yeah, but he's there.
Barely.
You're there.
I should have wrote these down. I didn't do this right, because now we don't know who was up against who.
We'll replay this and then write it down.
We'll replay it and wrap it down. All right, so that's who we got in the first round. So in the second round, then that means in the West that we're going to have the Golden State Warriors up against Houston Rockets?
No.
It'll be the Jazz.
Golden State and then the Jazz?
Yeah.
So we're going to go with Golden State.
Yeah.
Why don't we just skip and just put Golden State in the finals?
I have the final Western Conference Finals as Golden State and possibly OKC. Mm. I have them coming out at the bottom, and then that is going to be a tough matchup. I say it goes seven. If it goes seven, I have OKC coming on top.
Do you think that people want OKC and the Warriors against each other?
I don't care what people want.
Another angry Ninja Turtle and Kevin Durant battle again?
It ain't about what they want. It's just
what it's going to be.
You know what I mean?
And here's another thing. NBA is a business, and I 100% believe that they can sway games.
Oh, 100%.
I think the Warriors, that's the best headline since LeBron's not in the playoffs.
There was some talk about that the last time, but do you really think so? Like, how can you?
Two words, Tim Donaghy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, so 100% they do that.
Yeah, he single-handedly is the reason why the Suns don't have a championship.
No, he's
Phil
not.
Yes, he is.
What about Phil Donahue?
Yes, he is.
What about Sarver?
He did.
No, but we were on the run of our life. Never mind. We're going to talk about that after the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show.
But I'll say this. That's what the NBA wants, and I doubt the Warriors going to another championship is good for the NBA.
Well, you're very true, but if it's that's not the Warriors, then who?
Lakers.
OKC.
OKC.
And Boston. That
and you know what?
Be
and just because, the way he's been playing, Jets. The Rockets might make it to the Western Conference, or at least the second round to play play Golden State. So that might be very possible. I'm not saying out of talent. I'm saying. Uh-huh. If the NBA wants to do what's good for the league, they'll probably sway it to where the Rockets get past the Jazz and then make it against Golden State. Okay. Because that was, I want to say, wasn't that the Western Conference Final last year?
I think it was. Yes. I think it was.
Hey, Jay Michelle off the Facebook. Yeah.
Because, and then CP3 got injured like game six, and then they lost.
And they ended up in a loss because
I agree. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there might be some weight to them swaying it for OKC. Because of the angry Ninja Turtle.
Because he has another triple-double season.
And it just seems like he's just been glossed over for so many things.
Yeah. And then we don't have to go through the games. The Western Conference Final of the East is going to be...
The Western Conference Final of the East. I feel you.
I'm sorry. The Eastern Conference Finals.
Thank you.
I apologize. It's going to be the Bucks and the Raptors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, no... I mean, the second round's going to be freaking amazing because it's going to be Raptors versus Sixers, and then it's going to be Celtics versus Bucks.
Do you think the Sixers are going to come out?
I totally think.
Joel Embiid is injured.
I think that everything in the East, everybody in three through eight just kind of slipped into those spots by chess because the East has sucked.
Yeah,
yeah, but you still got Harris and you still got...
You got Tobias Harris, you got Butler, you got Simmons.
Yeah.
Who are not battle-tested.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're not battle tested.
Yes, they are. They went to the Western Conference Final last year. Or the Eastern Conference Final last year against...
You got T.I.
Or
got
the
Mike
second round they were playing against...
Did they get swept?
No.
Oh.
So who do we have in the finals, the ultimate finals? Who do we have in the ultimate finals?
Golden State and OKC. Maybe.
In the West. In the finals.
My finals, what I want is going to be OKC versus... Toronto. I definitely see Toronto coming out of the East. Giannis had a great season and everything, but they weren't able to really do much against. Those are some hard games, and it came down to the wire. That series might go to seven, but ultimately no one's stopping Kawhi.
D.A.
Warriors, I think it will go to seven.
Warriors Bucks, because nobody's stopping Giannis.
Kawhi was stopping Giannis. What are you talking about?
Nobody's going to stop Giannis. He can get to the rim whenever he wants.
I'm gonna echo that sentiment. Lil D, who do you have?
I kind of see that, though, what D.A. was just saying. If you think about it, because I forgot that Giannis, nobody wasn't stopping last time. He's a pretty good.
And he's only gotten better.
He's a pretty good power player.
And he's hungry.
Yeah, and that completes Fat Guy Radio Show Sports Corner.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
Speaking of continuing on, actually, with a little bit of sports, Channing Frye retires.
About time.
And completely ignores Phoenix.
Really?
What do you mean completely ignores?
He ain't mentioned nothing about Phoenix. He ain't mentioned nothing about the years that we put up dealing with his heart two sizes too large. Here in Phoenix, it's all about Cavs. Like, he's played for the Cavs since the beginning of his career.
That's crazy.
It's
where he got his championship from.
Yeah, where he started.
Not where he got his championship, where he glommed onto a championship.
And where he played with Richard Jefferson, his old-time friend in Tucson. Did he gloss over Tucson?
He glossed over everything Arizona. Everything has been Cavs, because him and Kevin Love, I swear, are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard Nixon. Did he play with him too?
They really are.
Richard
Nixon, for the record, he played in Phoenix from 2009-2014.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Cavs 2016-2018.
And gloves them up.
I think Phoenix, even when Nash went to the Lakers, he still came back to Phoenix when he retired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think Channing Frye is kind of shortchanging Phoenix just a little bit.
And not only
where
that,
we loved on his ass a little bit more than the Cavs.
And not only that, he's homegrown. He went to St. Mary's. Yep. He went to U of A.
Yep.
And
we have the same barber.
Yeah. Oh, he did go there?
Yes.
He
went to the, is that why your hair always messed up?
And then Jared Bayless followed in his footsteps.
He did exactly. go there. That's right.
Because Jared Bayless also has the same barber.
Yep. And yeah, he went to St. Mary's to U of A.
Mm.
So if Jared Bayless retires, and actually, I don't care about Jared Bayless.
I don't care.
Well, you know who else is retired?
You.
You.
Dwight.
Well said.
D Wade, man. D Wade.
He was saying Dirk.
I think he was stroking out right there.
Dirk Wade.
I ain't had no love for him.
You know who else retired? Dirk Wade.
Dirk Wade.
Dirk Wade.
Dirk Wade retired. Dirk Wade retired?
Yeah, Dirk Wade.
What do you guys think about Magic Johnson?
Dwayne Nowitzki.
Hey, you know what they say? You know what they say? People is retiring these days and they ain't retired before.
Speaking of retirement, I went to go pay my car payment today.
No, you didn't. You broke black son of a.
And I overheard this old guy there. This is what his exact words.
An old guy?
There was an old guy because there was different conversations going on.
How old was he? How old would you guess he was?
He doesn't even know.
He don't even know. He stopped counting.
He's so old, he don't even know his age.
You know what you got to do when old man don't know how old he is? You got to chop his leg off and count the rings on
his rings on. It kind of leads up to what you just asked. How old is he? Fart all over his.
Chop his leg off and count the rings. That's muscle fiber.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit
shribbles.
That one.
The wrinkles in a shribble.
Yo, what if that is?
Excuse me. Grandpa, can I count the wrinkles in your neck? Or the wrinkles in your sack would be even worse.
Can I count the rolls on your back?
Four. Oh, man.
Or like the mole hairs on your hand.
All right, little D. You saw an old guy.
Oh, yeah. Spots. So I was in there making my car payment today, and he's got this old guy.
You made your car payment in person?
Yeah.
Yo, he's old school. Falling asleep in restaurants.
He didn't have a checkbook.
I don't. But so they were in there having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And so the lady, she's like, "Why don't you retire?" She's like, My dad.
Tried was to an old guy?
He's an older guy. So he was like, "Well, I did retire." He's exact words.
The old guy, right?
Yeah. I retired at 87. I'm 81 now. I'm like, what? I'm in their conversation. He's like, "Wait. That's how old I am. I'm not even making sense." He said, "I retired at 87. I'm going on 81 now."
So you were in the car place paying your car payment with a Benedict Cumberbatch. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Bitch of the Year on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch.
Hello, everybody. You might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show, but you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial. Because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry my sister was making all that noise.
Uh-oh! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on, I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-woo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app? Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is the real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at FatGuyRadioShow.com/app.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Oh, that's a real ethnic music.
Riding on a country.
Yes, Country.
Is that, what is that? Is that, who is this that's singing it?
Lil Nas X.
And Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy, the Hakey Breaky Heart Boy?
Man, he comes through and kills it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
it. You haven't heard the remix? Billy Ray Cyrus. Spent a lot of money on my brand new guitar.
You know why he did that, right?
It's about to come on right now.
Hold up. Well, I'll let him. I'll tell you why. It's just like,
yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna
that's
take
Billy
my
Ray?
Horse to the Old Town.
No, this is Lil Nas X. Billy Ray was in the front, but here comes Billy Ray right now.
Oh, I care a little bit.
Down cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar.
Oh, that's nice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Check out Target's most popular deals through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Discounts you won't believe. Do all your Target shopping through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Target, expect more, pay less.
All right.
You got the what?
Horse to the town.
I didn't even know, and this is considered a country song?
Yeah. No.
So, okay, so look it. The controversy behind it, the reason why Billy Ray jumped on the song is because country kicked this off of the air. They said it wasn't country. They said it doesn't fit country narrative at all.
Yeah.
Much 808s.
I would agree.
So,
of course he would.
Actually, but the new country is really, really pop, and they've been getting heavier. All he did was just add more 808, so it sounded kind of trappish.
Yeah.
But his, the narrative that is sung in
country
is the same thing that's he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it is country. He even has a twang in his voice. He is a country artist who is a blend of both.
I heard his new song. It's not that country.
So that was the whole reason why Billy Ray jumped on it, because the country kicked him off, said he wasn't country enough. So he pretty much came to his defense.
And that's what they did to Billy Ray Cyrus too, right? With Achy Breaky Heart. Didn't they do the same thing to him?
Honestly, I don't even know.
What's Ache? Who
you really
my
know
heart?
That? Ache Breaking Heart?
Ache Breaking Heart?
You never heard that song, Lil D?
Of course I heard it, but I didn't know there was controversy behind it at the time.
Yeah, I believe so. They said they did the same thing to Billy Ray Cyrus. I probably wasn't even born when that song came out. So.
No, you were. You old as hell.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I was.
You were born?
Yeah.
Well, you're younger than me, so.
Exactly.
So you're older because you old as hell.
How old is hell?
Yeah, how old is hell?
Jesus went there, so.
Did he really?
And he had the Ring doorbell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that is besweeping the nation. It's time for Bitch of the Year! All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for this week's Bitch of the Year nominee. This Bitch of the Year nominee is Chloe Jones of Waynesburg, PA, Pennsylvania.
Waynesburg.
Facebook taunting is an act that happens on a routine basis. The internet is swarmed with people who flex their internet muscles. Well, there are a few Facebook pages where taunting may backfire, and it did in the case of Chloe Jones. Chloe decided to taunt the Greene County Sheriff's Office official Facebook page after they featured her picture as one of the county's most wanted.
Oh.
Chloe commented on her picture, quote, "Do you guys pick up or delivery?" Followed by four crying laughing emojis. Of course, that garnered the attention of the sheriff's office, duh, and the attention of their Facebook followers, who got into an argument with Chloe about her taunting them. During the arguments with the Greene County Sheriff's Office followers, Chloe made one fatal mistake. She slipped up and told a follower she was at a hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia. Well, like any other Facebook page, when someone comments, the Facebook page owners are notified, and yep, the sheriff's office sent deputies to the hospital in West Virginia, arrested her, extradited her ass back to PA, and then went back to their Facebook page and posted their own comment. Quote, "Her witty comments are taking a hiatus from our Facebook comments section due to the jail not having internet for her use."
See, wow. I thought you were going to say that she left her location on.
Yeah.
You know when you comment, it says commenting from?
Yeah.
It shows the location?
Yeah.
No, this dumbass decided to put on there, hey, I'm in the hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Why would she even do that?
Why would you even comment on a picture of you? Why would you comment on your own wanted picture?
Taunting, for one. And you're like, yo, I'm out here. What's up? Come get me.
Come get me. Do y'all deliver?
Yeah, that's funny.
My question is, why didn't she have a burner account?
KD.
Ah, she got to get a burner account so she can be on the low, low.
But see, exactly. If she did have a burner account, the effect wouldn't be the same. Because, you know, she's commenting as her name under her wanted. That's gangsta.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is go ahead and create a burner account with her name and her pic. So it's a second account.
Don't matter.
It's tied to a different.
It don't matter. Because then it'll look like a troll account.
She knows she wanted.
Yeah.
And you don't go on social media when you're wanted.
You do. You do, but turn your location off.
That's just stupid.
No, it's a different level of gangster that you would not understand.
I guess it is a different level of gangster because I don't understand gangster.
That's weird why people go in there and just glorify. Black people do that a lot. Not black people.
I don't know if Chloe Jones, you can guess. I don't know if she's, what color she is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chloe Jones from anywhere, well, Pennsylvania, I'm going to guess that she's probably white if she's in West Virginia.
Well, she's mixed. Chloe could be white.
What I do know is she dumb as hell.
Yeah.
And she done got herself caught, and now don't nobody care what color she is, because as long as she bend over and drop it, that's all that matters in jail.
Hey, that's all I want to say.
All right, that is our Bitch of the Year nominee, ladies and gentlemen. Good Lord have mercy. Show is flying by, just having all kind of problems. So I got into a fight with my insurance company.
That's what happened?
Okay, now number one, check this out. Everybody knows that insurance companies are a ripoff, right?
Yep.
To begin with. You know what I mean? We paid them for something in the event of something potentially happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we are all required by law
to have it.
To have insurance.
And they're not required by law to pay us out if something happens.
Exactly. So here's the thing. So I get a call from my insurance company.
Is this car, home, auto? Well,
My insurance company covers everything, the car and the home. So I get a call or I get an email. I don't know how the initial contact
text
happened,
message,
but we ended up on the phone together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a lovely gentleman. And he basically found some discrepancies in my policy where I was double paying.
Was he Jake from State Farm?
He was not Jake from State Farm. That probably would have gone over a lot easier and probably wouldn't have caused me to end the conversation the way that I did. So I get this call from them. I'm talking to him. He says, hey, we found out that you're double paying for some things because I have some extra coverage on the car. I mean, when you drive the kind of car that I have, you want to make sure that it's covered no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the event of, I mean, I have the maintenance breakdown coverage.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I had like a windshield coverage on both and I was overpaying. And he said, basically, if we take this off of one side of your policy, your premiums, monthly premiums will drop by $23.
That's a deal.
And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Insurance company just told me they're going to save me $23
mm-hmm.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm all good. So then he says, hey, have you heard about our blanket coverage policy? And I've been looking at the blanket coverage policy because, number one, I have a teenager that drives the car and he sometimes gets distracted.
I go through a lot of blankets.
But no, blanket coverage is where it's a $1 million blanket coverage. So no matter what I do, no matter what I hit, if I blow up one of these semis or whatnot, right. You know, you blow up a semi, your little $300,000 coverage is not going to replace that.
Not at all.
That, $750,000 semi, especially if you hit the semi and the semi rolls off into a building that's worth $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the line
totally
for all
screwed.
Of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was looking at a blanket policy to put on the car and the house in the amounts of $1 million.
Damn.
So I got transferred over to the One Millionaire Policies Club.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this lady, and she started telling me and breaking down the schematics. Now, the guy that I just spoke to saved me $23 a month.
Mm-hmm.
To get the $1 million policy coverage was going to raise my policy amount $24.
Okay. So you paid an extra dollar.
So the money that they just gave me...
Yeah.
They take him back.
They take it right back, yeah.
Don't look at it like that.
With
look
the
at
$1 million policy.
You're paying a dollar extra a month.
Okay. Yes and no. But what threw me off and why I walked away from it is that she went in for the hard sale. This woman started telling me with this $1 million blanket policy, if you get in, if you back over a kid in your car and the family sues you, your $250,000 collision coverage is not going to satisfy a $2.8 million lawsuit from the accidental death of a child.
Okay.
Literally is what she's using. She's using that platform to get me to sign off on this blanket coverage.
It sounds realistic, though.
It sounds realistic. It's terrifying.
Yeah, but it's life, though.
But basically, she's saying, look, check this out.
You're going to kill a kid.
You are on the hook for a kid right now, and I'm going to help you get off. So these money-hungry people can't replace that child's life, but they're going to ask you for $2.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a $1 million coverage, we go ahead and give them that $1 million, they'll be happy.
I'm rolling so far.
No, this is not right. This is not.
It's not.
This is not right. So then not only does she say that, then she says, okay, well, she's going in for the hard sell, dude, and she's pulling out all the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So first she goes to the kid, and I'm like, you know what? I've been looking at this. I've been thinking about this $1 million blanket policy. You know, it's not required. I have more than what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My car is doubly insured so that it can be basically bought twice. My house is doubly insured. They can rebuild it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So I have more than enough coverage than I actually need. So this $1 million would just be really just like in the event that, you know, she was giving me examples like in the event that I go off the ramp on the side of I-17 and fly into a yard full of children.
That's happened before.
First of all, who would want to buy a house over off the I-17?
The poor.
I do.
You
see what I'm saying?
This is the story. This is the line that she's giving me to try to get me to sign off on this policy. Literally, dude, I was traumatized by the end of the call when I got off there because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill a kid.
Can you explain like I'm five why that's so bad? She's giving real life examples. If a family sues you for you eating a Big Mac, rolling down the street, doing a happy dance, hitting a kid, it'll cover it. Like, it's a real life example.
What are the odds?
Have you eaten a Big Mac?
Those are high odds.
Lost that last night.
What are the odds that I'm going to run over a kid? I even told her that. I says, if it's hard, it's hard to back over a kid because every car pretty much has a rear view camera.
Mine doesn't.
Mine does.
I can't believe you're arguing the side of the insurance company. Why? I've already doubly covered. Why would I need a $1 million additional policy? I was interested in it, but her hard sell threw me off. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want to give them any more money than I have to give to them because of the fact that that bitch decided to traumatize me on what I'm going to possibly do by killing a whole village of kids.
Maybe she thought she were the Pied Piper.
I don't even know where kids are.
What you should have did was bought into it, but made her buy into the Afterburn show.
Upsold her.
What she thought was happening was you're taking your vehicle down the highways of Rwanda.
Okay. Yeah, that's not much. I have a perfect driving record.
I have
an absolute perfect driving record. She was playing the odds. She was playing the odds that just one day I'm just going to go bat-ass crazy and kill kids and drive off the side of the Rango Loop in South Phoenix and fly into a multi-million-dollar garbage can processing system.
He's going to fly off the Durango Loop into the Holson Bakery on the Children's Career Day.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the odds.
Over by the fireplace. You know the fire station that's over there?
So with those odds being 1 in 435 trillion, you need to get this $1 million blanket coverage policy.
Maybe she was testing the waters. Maybe she was looking for somebody to kill her kid.
The dude that I was on the phone with before was playing to me as he was helping me.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on the phone with her, it went totally the opposite way. It wasn't the fact that she was trying to help me. It was the fact that she was trying to get me.
She already got you because, hold on, you're still thinking about it and you're traumatized and you're probably thinking in the back of that big ass mind, yo, I need that insurance in case I kill a kid.
No, I have completely erased it out of my mind other than for the context of this show because I'm like, okay, the odds are so far. I mean, she was giving me examples like, what if you drive to the beach and your brakes give out and you roll into the ocean and you kill a whale that is on the endangered species list?
Okay, I'm rolling. I can see that.
You died too, if you get that far.
What if your car kills the reincarnation of Steve Irwin?
Who was that?
Jesus Christ, look. The odds of what she was trying to sell me on. Now, if she was telling me, okay, well, in the event that you know, something happens on your property.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, is not covered, even though things can happen on my property and I'm covered up almost to, you know, $500,000 anyway.
Like accidental calf death.
Mm.
Yeah. Like accidental shooting of a cat.
No, I was thinking more of the coyote.
Yo, yeah, that wasn't my fault, but it happened on my property.
Orange cat coyote.
But dude, it's just the fact that she just pushed too hard. And believe it or not, for like, this happened a couple of weeks ago. For about a week, dude,
mm-hmm.
I was really extra trepidatious when driving my car.
You should have asked her, you don't have a semi. She was selling you semi insurance.
I don't even, dude, she was selling me death and dismemberment. Like, it was like the odds are increased that when I get behind the wheels, I'm going to kill a child.
You don't need that much on you.
That's not the way you sell an upgrade to a policy. You're going to kill a child?
Well, that's why I got DirecTV.
But it's wrong. You know why? Unless he's a millionaire and has an LLC this isn't a big LLC quite yet.
Right.
Then once it's become $1 million company, then yeah, you want to get that kind of insurance because people will find a way for you to hit them or kill them anything because they want to come after your assets. Either that or you own a fleet of semi trucks. But other than that, you don't need that.
They want to go out of his ass?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they will go after his ass, rot of his ass, in his ass.
Here's the real kicker, though.
What's the kicker?
So that little $23 that they saved me,
uh-huh.
Well, my policy renewed next month.
Oh.
Policy then went up $37.
So you should have did it. Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yep.
Coverage ain't changed. Everything's still the same.
Still live in the same neighborhood.
House ain't got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
House ain't got smaller. Car ain't got newer.
Car ain't got older.
No accidents, no tickets.
No accidents, no tickets.
And it went up.
Hell, I don't even have no gas in the car right now.
I bet.
The furthest place I go in my life is here.
And who you with so I can steer clear of them?
You need to, no, stay away from them because anytime you get in an accident, a little lizard's going to come out and save you.
I know what it is now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb damn ran out of time. We were listening to that new rap country song.
Yep.
So take my horse to the Old Town Road, and I'm going to ride till I... Oh, you closing, my bad.
All right, today's show is brought to you by Home Depot. Shop at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot. And we welcome Home Depot to the Fat Guy Radio Show and BDB Radio Network family. Don't forget, folks, drop us a letter or comment anytime. Hey, Joy, off of the Facebook. We see you there. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
That's me.
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And DJ Lil D.
Yeah, boy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, I suffer from Blackalago. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you.
I'm black, bitch.
But you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Micro penis.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show Afterburn by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.